Up next on Downtown, time to talk some Celtics basketball at the NBA All-Star break, and we'll focus on the positives on the Celtics, which have very little to do with on the court, but a chance to maybe make some moves. With that, we're joined on the phone by Jay King, who covers the Celtics for the Springfield Republican. And Jay, a couple of days left to go in the trade deadline. Can Danny Ainge make something happen here?
You know, I'd be pretty surprised if they stay completely pat. I think, obviously, you know, they're looking into deals with their three veterans on expiring contracts, meaning Brandon Bass, Tayshaun Prince, and Marcus Thornton. I think they're definitely looking to upgrade. At any point, they're always going to be open to using some of their assets, whether it's their young players or their draft picks, to make a deal that they think will improve their club, not just now, but in the future. And so that's why you're hearing names, I think, like Ty Lawson, Enes Kanter, guys like that. Danny Ainge is looking for opportunities to get better right now. And, you know, sometimes you look at them and think they're probably going to be buyers, but they can also be sellers, but they could also be buyers too. So I think they can go in any number of directions and maybe two different directions at the trade deadline.
Well, let's talk about Ty Lawson. That's been rumored. What kind of things would they be looking for in return?
They'd want a lot, I think. Obviously, he's young, 27. He's on a pretty team-friendly deal that will look more team-friendly once the new salary cap kicks in 2016. And, you know, he's just a really good offensive player. He gets into the paint. He creates good shots for himself, for his teammates. He's averaging more than 10 assists per game this year. He scores efficiently. His ability to penetrate would help any offense. And definitely the Celtics would absolutely need that. But, yeah, I do think Denver would have a high asking price for him. And, you know, we'll see. And also, there's also the thing, how does he fit with Marcus Smart? You know, do you want to get another point guard now when Marcus Smart's probably a point guard of the future? I don't know. So that's one thing. Marcus Smart's development is definitely something for the Celtics front office to consider if they do look at deals for a guy like Ty Lawson or maybe one of Phoenix's point guards if they make one of those guys available.
And for Kanter, one would have to assume that Utah would have a pretty high asking price too.
Yeah, you know, he's another young guy. He's a restricted free agent. So I don't think he would command quite as much because you are going to have to pay him more. There is the possibility, you know, that he'll try to command a huge contract from somewhere else. I'm not sure if he's the best fit. He's a talented low post scorer. He's shown more 3-point range this year. He's 22. He's huge. But the Celtics, I think, really need that rim protection, added rim protection down low. And I'm not sure he gives that to them.
What is it that they're really looking for? What would be the prototypical player that Danny would like to get? Obviously, young, under contract at a reasonable price for a while. Do positions even matter at this point, or are they just trying to accumulate talent?
I think they're just trying to accumulate talent. Obviously, you look down their roster. Right now, they could probably use an upgrade at any position. There's not a single one where you look at and think, you know, they're completely set at that position. They have a lot of versatile guys. You know, Marcus Smart can slide over to the other backcourt position. They've got Jared Sollinger who can play the 4 or 5. Kelly Olynyk, same thing. So they do have some versatility there, which I think will help them fit guys in if they do get somebody new. But yeah, I think in an ideal world, they would get somebody who can create shots, not just for himself but for others, get into the paint. They really don't have a lot of guys who can penetrate into the middle right now. And I think that's been one of the biggest issues offensively lately and for a long time. And then a scorer, a crunch-time scorer. They need to get someone who can create his own shot, somebody, you know, like a Paul Pierce. And the problem is there are very few guys like that. So it's going to be tough to find that piece, but they'll definitely be looking.
Well, one of those guys whose name came up over the weekend at Sacramento is, of course, DeMarcus Cousins, a young guy, 24 years old, has a pretty team-friendly contract, too. Is that a realistic target for the Celtics?
No. They just hired George Karl. You're not going to hire a terrific Hall of Fame coach to come in and then gut the team. That's just not something any reasonable. Not that the Kings are a reasonable organization. But that's not something I don't think any organization would do. So I'd be really, really surprised if he's available for anyone. And I'd be really beyond shocked if he ended up with the Celtics.
We're talking Celtics hero with Jay King, MassLive.com. It's an interesting situation that Danny is in because this is a team that's still within shouting distance of a playoff position. How important is that in the big picture for the Celtics? Do they even think about that for this season, or are they focused on the long-range plan?
I think they're definitely more focused on the long-range plan. I think in the back of their minds, they're probably thinking, you know, right now they're in a little bit of a weird position because they're only a game and a half out of the playoffs. And at the same time, they're only a game and a half out of, like, the sixth spot in the lottery, which would be a 21.5% chance of a top three pick. So, you know, you have to think about that. And so they have to judge right now, should we try to get a little worse, go after that, you know, chance of a top three pick? Do we stay pat and just see what happens? Do we try to make a little playoff push? And, you know, they've been playing well lately, 4 out of 5 games they've won. They had that great comeback against the Hawks. We've probably been, if not the best team, one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the NBA this season. And, you know, you have to judge whether getting that playoff experience is worth it, because that playoff experience has helped a lot of teams. You look at the Hawks, you know, last year they made the playoffs as either a 7 or 8 seed, and they scared the heck out of the Pacers, and that kind of propelled them forward. And there are a lot of teams like that. You know, you remember the Thunder, before they were very good. You know, they come in, they play the Lakers real tough, and then the next year they're fantastic. So there are a lot of young teams. I'm not saying the Celtics would be one of them. I'm not comparing them certainly to the Thunder or the Hawks, but there are a lot of teams that do benefit, especially young teams, from getting in that playoff atmosphere and learning what it's like to compete at that level.
As we head to the second half, Jay, who's been the most pleasant surprise on the Celtics team for you so far?
I would say Tyler Zeller. You know, he was kind of an afterthought when he arrived. They basically got him only because they decided to take on Marcus Thornton's contract. Cleveland just dumped Tyler Zeller onto them, and nobody knew he was as good defensively as he has been. I don't think he even knew he was as good defensively as he has been. And then he scored in the lane efficiently. He's given them a pick-and-roll threat inside. I think if you look at one guy that has really exceeded expectations, I would say it would be him. And he's kind of transformed the way people think about him, because he's given them a lot more rim protection than anyone expected.
Jay King covers the Celtics, MassLive.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByJayKing. Jay, as always, thanks for being with us. Enjoy the second half of the year, and we'll catch up with you again soon, maybe as soon as that big trade is made.
Hopefully it'll be a real big one.
All right.
Take care, guys.